So here we go. Pre-show here for the 11th day of November. 1-2-1-2-1-2. Now, I've got a... I want to do an R.C. Collins, since we're doing these classic shows. And I've been eating ice cream, so my mouth is frozen. And you can hear that my throat's a little rusty. Let's see here. Probably ought to make myself a cup of coffee before I come down here and do this shit. It's Halo. 300 calories. All right. I'm looking at the Kings and the Canadiens. Is this 93? Did Montreal win the... Is that Patrick Roy? Yeah. He was a goaltender for the... yeah, they won the Cup. The Kings ever win that goddamn thing? I don't know. Oh, man. Okay. So I'm going to do an R.C. Collins today that I thought would be... Boy, try to talk with a frozen tongue is really tough to do. But I do the best I can. Let's see, man. So it was episode 344? Right? Or is it 416? I don't fucking know. Oh, this motherfucker. Episode 81. Or try 314. I don't really know. All right, let's see what we got here. Shit. Oh, here we go. 314. Bob's failing. Bob Green runs a restaurant that has just gotten a failing grade from the health department. He's none too pleased about it, considering that other restaurants are serving Philly cheesesteaks. Kiss the Gunner's daughter with R.C. Collins, Harvey Weierman, and be sure to stop by Reddit.com on Friday for... Well, what in the fuck is this, man? God damn it. Where is that? I had it right here. Where are you, motherfucker? Where are you? Log in. Shit. Oh, you fuck. I don't have it. God damn it. All right, why don't I just do this? Just have to find it. Have to find it this way. No. Don't do that. So I'm just going to have to scroll through all these episodes, man, until I get to where I want to be. Fuck. Let me see. Fuck. Go through all this shit. If I push that arrow, though, man, is that, will that take me to the very beginning? I don't think I want to do that. Here we go. We're getting close. Getting close, baby. Here we go. Okay, 478. Lloyd, Phil talks to Herb Sewell, Paul Tubby Lane, Outback, FHM is what I'm looking for, and where are you, baby? Omelet Station. Find out what... I've been first in line at the Omelet Station. Doug's Advice, Student Pilots, Crossing Guard, Lloyd Bonaparte says he can cause some serious damage to kids. Cats. From August 2001, Dr. Jim Sadler. Here it is, FHM. But this isn't the one. There's another R.C. Collins. Let's see. Bob's Novelties. Cry R.C. Collins from 2000 says many of the soldiers in Iraq. Here we go. This is the one, baby. This is the one. Here we go. Test 1, 2, 3. Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 466 of the Classic Podcast, and this comes to us from July of 2003. It's R.C. Collins. He's up there at the Military Academy, and he's on the show to say that many of the soldiers that are complaining about their lengthy deployments in Iraq are cowards, and that he, R.C. Collins, and his cadet brothers would make far better soldiers. So let's listen to this one as he stirs it up. It's R.C. Collins. It is episode 466 of our classic podcast.
We have on the line Cadet R.C. Collins. He is attending Bradley Military Academy. It's in Altadena, California. And Cadet Cadet Collins, you and the other classmates of yours.
I'm going to go with if that are over to Iraq, even if
they're on the Phil Hendry Show.
My question, I don't know if I was ever
assault this man in the theater. You say
I'm tricked into thinking. Really do believe this.
Yes.
The
idiot. He doesn't have a. You could go ahead
and everything.
Yes, because then you did. Not kid.
We should have.
Wiping the country.
For a duty in Iraq.
The stand tall strike. And
discipline.
Yes.
I don't know what that face load down.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 466.
There you go. Sounds pretty good to me. I see a whole bunch of people screaming at him. That's good. All right, man. All right, baby.